Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site, and you can actually create the content there as well. So if you find something online that you think is pretty great, or outrageous, or funny, or whatever you want to share with our listeners and the host of the show, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page on our website. It must then receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive. FreeTalkLive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
More about this unschooling family that seems to be more than just unschooling. It's more like an unparenting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
We'll talk more about it here in a moment. We do have some other things to discuss with you first. Let's go to 855-450-FREE. Sam is on the line in Texas. Sam, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, good evening, you guys.
Hey.
So I'm calling to settle up on our bet here on the earthquake prediction.
Yeah, someone called in to ask about that a few days ago, and I forget who it was. I think it was Daryl actually went to the some sort of chart online that tracks earthquakes around the world.
Yes, yeah.
And apparently we won the bet.
Yep.
We all did. And in fact, it was a little unusual that in the 14 days before the window, including the window, that there were actually no magnitude 6 earthquakes, which, you know, given the average, there's about 14 or so a month. So
you had bet us $100 to a charity that there would be a 7.5 at least within about a 4 or 5 day window.
Right, and it turns out there wasn't even a 6 in 14 days, even though on average there's about one every other day.
So it's interesting. So, it's like the opposite of what you predicted. So rather than this cataclysmic earthquake, this large 7.5, it was, you know, a really stable period.
And that's what Patrick Garrell is saying his model has predicted now.
You mean after the fact?
After the fact.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20. So beforehand, he had predicted it was going to be something, you know, large, and now he's looking back at his data and revising it?
Well, he looked at the planetary alignments, and he noticed that one of the planets missed the sort of lineup by 2 hours, and he thinks that it may predict a quiet period. I think, you know, when it comes to the larger quakes, there's certainly not as many of them, so it's going to take longer to sort of develop a model that accurately predicts what eventually happens. So it makes sense that he would make some mistakes and so forth, and this was one. So, Mark, where do I make the checkout to?
100 night shelter. Ian and I have talked about it, and I'm, you know, but right now that's what's on my mind.
It's a good local charity that helps keep people warm here in New Hampshire during the 100 coldest nights of the
year. Right. It is not completely non-government funded, but they'd like to be. The government has treated them badly, like a stepchild, and you know there's that a meager little check that they would like to raise some money to compete with so that they can tell the city of Keene to take their check and shove it.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to mail that to us, Sam, and then we'll take it over there?
Let me send it to y'all's mailbox up there, and one of you guys can take it. So I just have a night shelter.
Yeah, that would be fine. Now, is this evidence that it sounds to me like you're grasping that you're grabbing a hold of this guy as like a guru? Is it possible that he just, you know, is making guesses and really isn't that much better than the average earthquake predictor?
Well, when it comes to 6 and 7 magnitude quakes, he has shown an incredible track record of giving a single day usually and a magnitude and he's gotten 13 in a row. So that, to me, that goes beyond chance. You know, with any kind of new theory or hypothesis, you're going to, I guess, inevitably make mistakes and so forth. So, but when it comes to like 6s and 7s, I think he's pretty well dead on. On the larger
but he's only predicting that these things will be happening somewhere in the world, right? It's not like he's narrowing down and saying it's going to happen, you know, in Los Angeles or California or along a specific fault line. He's just kind of throwing it out there that it's going to happen. And is he really counting his failures? I mean, it's pretty common for, you know, the guru who, you know, knows all about what's going to come in the future to, you know, to gloss over all of the failures that they make in their predictions.
I think he does. It's not that he's claiming to have it perfect. He's developing this, and he's doing it out on the Internet. The modern science today, I think, has become the sort of the end of the game of Jenga, where you have the little blocks piled up and you have to pull one from the bottom and set it on the top. A good theory should do two things. It should explain the observable phenomena that you see, and it should, number two, predict new phenomena based on your model and your mechanics. And I think what modern science has done in a way is they've come up with this theory, you know, based around Einstein's works and Maxwell's equations and several others. And when they see stuff that doesn't fit that model, they tend to put a Band-Aid on it. And I think sort of what started to happen is that foundation is getting shaky. And they can still put pieces on the top, but it's getting pretty obvious that it's going to start to fall down. And I think what's happening with the Internet and people doing stuff out in the open, you do have sort of a peer review process that goes on. And I think Garrel should be sort of applauded for what he's doing. You know, it's just tough to put your stuff out there and see if it comes true or not and face all the critics, you know, real time, just with anybody that wants to come in and comment or follow your work.
So, Sam, I'd asked you previously, we did get a chance to talk about it, though. What do you think is going to happen on the 21st?
So, you know, Garrel's predicting this magnitude 10 earthquake, and he still says that he thinks that's going to happen. But for me personally, the probability of that has probably dropped to, I don't know, 30-40% chance that that would happen.
Has that ever happened? I mean, when's the last time in history that there's been an earthquake that big?
Probably you're talking like extinction of the dinosaurs,
okay,
where, you know, everything happened. Now, there's another guy, Paul Laviolette, Dr. Paul Laviolette. He's an astrophysicist who has created or has an idea. If you just go onto YouTube and type in superwave, you'll see a rather long interview with him. I've listened to it three times, and I'm just beginning to really comprehend what he's saying. But the idea is that he looked through ice core samples, and he found that there were peaks in a certain type of radiation that comes with cosmic dust. And he saw these peaks that were occurring in cycles. There was a 5,000-year cycle, which ties in with what the Mayans were talking about. There's a 13,000-year cycle, and I think it's a 26-million-year cycle.
Okay.
And the idea is, at the center of the galaxy, there's some kind of either a black hole or a star, and when it sucks in matter, it sends out the superwave, which is it's a gravity wave as well as a huge RF component.
Yeah.
So across the spectrum, you get radio frequencies.
That's a quasar, right?
It's more than that because it's also sending gamma and X-rays and so forth. So it's really like this huge spike of energy across the scale, and it can cause a number of things. Of course, the gravity wave, if it's strong enough, could cause earthquakes around the world, and the RF energy when it hits the planet could actually cause the same thing, the same effect as an EMP would have.
So you're suggesting that on the 21st there could be a large earthquake. There are several of them, that there could be also all of the electronics that are not shielded from EMP to shut down.
Not at all. I think, though, that is a possibility. See, the December 21st date, I don't think that anything really significant is going to happen. Mm-hmm. What the Mayans talk about is it's really a shift from the male-dominated energy into more of a female-dominated energy. It's a shift away from sort of the control structures of government into a different age.
And all on one day? Or that'll just begin the shift?
It's sort of a marker to show
I see.
This is really as it starts to shift.
All right, Sam, appreciate the call. Thoughts tonight, as usual, and thanks in advance for the check. Even though you lost the bet, the 100-night shelter won, and they would have won had we lost the bet as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1990. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,62.46, $8,81.23 for a half ounce, or $4,40.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,62.46, $8,81.23, and $4,40.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment, no problem. Just go click and download. Maybe you didn't hear the Sunday edition with Mark and Stephanie last night. Well, it's right there at the top of our website. You can just click and grab it. And if you want to go back for a year's worth, you can do that, too, in our archive section. Also, on SoundCloud, you can go to Free Talk Live
the Free Talk Live SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already on our website, just look over on the left-hand side under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link. And then you can click the Share button and share it with your favorite social network, you know, Twitter, Facebook, several others. Go to freetalklive.com and grab as many archives as you like. Please do share.
A weather emergency can occur any time, and you know there's all kinds of catastrophic incidents that might break up food distribution. You know, just I mean, some people are claiming that the food distribution system is hanging by a thread. Whatever the reason you might want to have stored food at your house, the best to get is buyemergencyfoods.com. The reason is they're 100% certified GMO free. They've got zero MSGs, no artificial flavors. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, and they're the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They come in big buckets so that you can keep them safe. You know, if some kind of flood occurs, you still got food. It'll still be there. It'll be floating, but you'll have it. And you know, all these options and all these features, that should cost more. But actually, they cost less. They cost less than, they cost about half of what the industry average is and less than everybody else. Go check their charts at buyemergencyfoods.com. I went over there to buyemergencyfoods.com, and when I was able to, you know, look over their website, specifically they have an area called Product Info, and if you go right into the Product Info tab, there's best value in the industry. Click on that, and you can see this really motivating sort of graph there that compares all the features of all the distributors of emergency foods, and you can see why they're the best. You can get, when you do your comparisons, if you do comparisons outside this chart, and I recommend you do, compare a 2,000 calorie per day, you know, day, rather than just servings, because that's kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that you can get, for less than $4,000, you can get a year's worth of food.
That's for two people, right?
I think that's one, Ian.
Oh, I thought we'd looked into that. I apologize. I thought that we'd checked that out.
I don't think so. I think that that's for one. But, you know, I'll go back and do the math on that one more time if you want me to.
I would, because I'm pretty sure that was the first question I ever asked about it, and we checked it out.
It was the first day, and okay. If we had any kind of conclusions, I mean, so anyway, there was a special going on at mm-hmm. that time, too. That was the Cyber Monday special, so yeah. It may have had something to do with that, too, because you looked it up and I looked it up. Anyway, it's buyemergencyfoods.com. Use coupon code FTL to get 5% off. buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, back to the phones and your thoughts. Erod, in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Listen, I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Based upon the conversation which has been going on right now, you know, particularly after Sam's call. And the question is, how do you know what you know and source credibility? You know, Sam just mentioned, you know, a bunch of scientists here and there said blah, 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 and this and that. Okay, great. But, you know, I just want to just relay an experience that I had about a couple of 3 months ago. It was Sunday night, late, come home, plop on my couch, and I don't watch very much television at all. So I put on the television, you know, we're going to watch a program. I'm not into sitcoms, so I'm watching my tried and true, you know, Animal Planet or Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm. The kind of, I like those.
Yeah, the kind of shows that I allowed my kids to watch when they were smaller. So I'm watching the Discovery Channel, and here's this program, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm getting excited, and I'm saying to myself, no way, this can't be. Oh, this can't be. And it goes on and on. Understand, this is supposed to be a documentary, okay? So a documentary, it's supposed to be documenting actual events, actual occurrences, okay? And source credibility. This is the Discovery Channel, okay?
Right.
So I'm watching this thing, you know, and by the end of it, my eyes are popping out, and I'm really conflicted. I've got this internal conflict with me, inside of me, saying, well, no, this cannot be. Okay, by the end of the program, it was late in the night, by the end of that night, and I watched this program, I was almost, and I was vacillating back and forth, convinced that mermaids are real, okay? Now, check this out now. So I go to bed and I'm like, oh my God, this can't be. And of course, if I don't know if you watched the documentary or not.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds delightful.
Okay, but get this now. Okay, it's supposed to be a documentary. Okay,
yep.
So I'm all excited. Oh God, mermaids are real. I mean, this is a very well done. I mean, they've got videos of. I mean, these people going to South Africa, this and that. I mean, very well done. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to bed that night. The first thing I do, get up, go to work. I've got to find out. I've got to get to the bottom of it. This is the greatest news of all mankind, certainly in my lifetime. So I go on the internet at work, and I discover that I type in mermaid. Up it comes, the mermaid show on the Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm.
What it turned out to be is a, get this, a docu-fiction.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? I mean, I wanted to fall out of my seat. So here you have this new genre of filmmaking, which is a contradictory in terms itself, a docu-fiction. I mean, and it was
wow.
It was done so nicely. And you know, and so, but the thing what I'm getting at, because I was really starting to examine myself, I mean, how do you know what you know? I mean, because
right.
I was going back and forth, and I'm saying, no way, this cannot be. But yet, it's on the Discovery Channel. Source credibility.
Right.
I mean, for God's sake, it's not the Sci-Fi Channel. If it's on the Discovery
right.
Channel, it's got to be true, right?
And you know, there are a lot of outlets out there, different types of outlets that you trust for certain types of material. And
yeah.
you'd think that they build up that credibility over time and that... You know, and I agree with you. The Discovery Channel has a certain amount of credibility in my mind. Did you feel cheated, ripped off?
Absolutely.
Lied to?
Mark, that was exactly the words that I was feeling. I felt cheated, deceived. I mean, like I said, I almost fell out of my seat, and I just wanted to curse them because I've never heard of a – I mean, like I said, because I don't watch much television – you know, I mean, maybe this stuff has been going on for a long time. I just wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a docu-fiction? Really?
I'd never heard of it. I mean...
This Sunday on Discovery Channel, Mermaids, The Body Found, a two-hour special starting at 9 p.m. examines the question of whether or not mermaids are real. Throughout history, people from nearly every culture have independently described the same half-man, half-fish anomaly. What if there's a kernel of truth behind the legend of this mythic creature?
Sure, the fish half.
Is the idea of the mermaids so far really
true?
So far-fetched, maybe so, maybe not. The show itself, though science fiction, is based on some real events and scientific theory.
What?
Yeah, that's...
Exactly.
I can totally see how that would really upset somebody
yeah.
who had created an image in their mind for what Discovery was supposed to be. If you want to hang on, Erod, we can bring you back here and continue the discussion. 855-453. And have you ever found yourself fooled like this? 855-453 by someone you trusted or some organization that you trusted. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Do head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. And it's thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI that make it all possible.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable, and you can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They do sponsor our phone lines over there because, well, Jason Osborne, one of the principals of SACL CAI, along with his dad, Mike Osborne, are big supporters. He's a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live, consequently. So if you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it, and they can handle it well. As a matter of fact, their staff is respectful. They record every call so that you can listen in if there's any kind of problem with your clients. And they have the best equipment money can buy. It's SACL CAI.
We're talking with Erod in Georgia. He encountered a documentary, or what he thought was a documentary on the Discovery Channel, because when you're watching something like the Discovery Channel, which in the past has kind of made a name for itself on informative television programming, informative and supposedly educated, well-researched television programming, all of a sudden then presents to you something about mermaids.
You know, I'm pretty sure I saw something like this 10 years ago on the Discovery Channel about dragons.
Really? Wow. So they've been doing it for a while then.
Yes.
Let's go back to Erod. He's still with us here. And it sent you reeling. It was a shocking encounter where you spent 2 hours watching what you thought was a real documentary. Turns out it was what...
It really was. It really was. And, you know, which led me to kind of question my own belief systems and mm-hmm. asking that question, well, how do you know what you know? And I remember, I think it was back in the 40s, maybe the 30s, I don't know, when Orson Welles did that radio program about this invasion from Mars.
Yeah, and, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds, yeah, and people were just freaking out. And so I really started questioning, you know, well, how do I know what I really know? I mean, what, because really, honestly, I was vacillating back and forth. I mean, this is real? No, it can't be real. And going back and forth, and I guess it goes into this whole education, homeschooling kind of thing, you know, where, you know, critical thinking skills have to be instilled in people. I mean, what, I guess, what is your baseline is what I'm asking. How do you know when you hear some scientists say some things? I mean, I can't do the primary research on all these things here. And I love science. I absolutely love it, you know. But, you know, it's almost like you have to, well, I got to take their word for it, but yet and still, I've got to balance that against the things that I absolutely know are true.
You can't believe anything you hear. I mean, really, it's come down to that. And, Julia, you and I were talking about this to some extent before the show, where, you know, there's just so much contradictory information out there. And then plus you've got, you know, like the government funding studies that it wants to have certain results on. And
right.
They're going to give money to the people that are going to do the studies in the way that will get them the results they're looking for. And then, of course, then if it comes from, you know, these organizations, it sounds authoritative, so people believe them. But look at all the studies on food, for instance, over the years. You know, first eggs are bad, then eggs are good, and then, you know, cheese is good, and then it's bad. And
butter's
then
good, bad. You'll see.
Butter's bad, margarine's good.
And then margarine's bad, it has
butter's
trans
good.
Fats in it, and butter's good.
Yeah, I mean, what do you? How do you believe anything anymore?
Exactly, you know, and you know, but I guess what we have to rely on is rationality and logic. And as a matter of fact, hello?
We're right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I heard some beeps. Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, I brought this up, it's been several months ago. And I don't believe you were there. And I don't think I really got a real good fair hearing on it. But it was in the conversation about this, I think it was called the Bozeman or something. Anyway, the God particle thing.
Right.
And I remember, Ian, you read something that the guy said, well, we've discovered that there are three kinds of nothing, okay? And this is a physicist and this and that, you know. But you see, and look, I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But what I do know is what he said was patently irrational and illogical, you know. So that's the best I can go. When you say three kinds of nothing, it's illogical. I mean, he made a nonsense statement there. So, I don't know. Basically, that's all I got to go on is, I guess, rationality. But I don't know.
What is real? It is frustrating, and I really do appreciate your call tonight, E-Rod. You bring up a great point. So, yeah, whatever you're watching out there, always have to put a question mark. You know, is this something that's being presented honestly? And, you know, maybe it is being presented honestly, but maybe the people that that are making the documentary are relying on information that is, you know, misinformed or just downright wrong.
In this case, yeah, they're just being duplicitous. You know, I mean, that's not cool.
Well, in this case, it sounds like the documentary filmmakers were purposely making fiction.
Right.
But there could also be the chance that you're watching a documentary by somebody who absolutely believes what it is that he's presenting,
sure.
But the information he's been given by the so-called experts is backwards or misinformation or, you know, wrong for whatever reason. And then so then the documentary perpetrates that as though it's true. And, of course, documentaries can take information that is true and present it in an emotional fashion to make it all the more persuasive to somebody, because it's one thing to sit and read a dry journal, you know, like a medical journal or something.
You can't read all the science
on
all the subjects that you might want to know something about, and you know, this is E-Rod pointed this out, and I think that this is absolutely fair. And you know, this is why I say, you know, like I really like the skeptics and you know, looking at things from a scientific standpoint, and some of the presentations are just spot on. But
Penn and Teller's BS, great show.
Right, but there's no way for the average person to be skeptical about everything. You must take, for instance, when I'm watching these skeptic shows like Penn and Teller's BS, I'm taking their word for stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, so they're, you know, actually practicing what they're preaching against. And it's kind of a strange situation. We were talking about with Stephanie, my Sunday host on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live. You know, we were talking about, she's an atheist, I am atheist, and I believe
you are atheist.
Right, I am atheist.
I'm atheist.
I believe in a God, and she does not believe in a God. And when it comes to science at this point, science has advanced to the point where I can't do anything but take scientists' words on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you tell me that at the beginning of 13 trillion years ago or whatever, all the matter was collected into a space in the universe, all the millions and millions of galaxies that we can see with the Hubble Space Telescope were collected into a space the size of a baseball, and then that thing blew up and threw stuff everywhere. I mean, I find that just that's too much to believe. It's easier for me to believe that God created the Earth in 7 days, and I don't believe that either, than to believe that story. And so, where am I left at that point?
Well, science is wrong all the time. But the thing about science is that it's okay to be wrong because it's constantly gathering new information.
Absolutely.
and rehypothesizing, basically.
Sure, I'm not saying that science is wrong this one time, so I'm never going to believe science again. Largely, I do believe science, but I would like to point out that everything I believe, as far as science goes, I believe in a faith-based way. I believe the scientists, so therefore I'm going to believe them, but I believe them from a faith-based standpoint, mm-hmm. not from a reality-based standpoint. I know what I know in reality.
Because you can't duplicate what they've done.
I can't duplicate it, and I don't have the time to duplicate it.
You have to pick an expert to trust. But what if that person's
wrong? Well,
you
can find scientists on both sides of any argument.
A lot of arguments, that's for sure.
Especially because I would say the majority, this is just speculation, but I know a very large portion of science work is funded by government grants, right?
Yep.
And people lose grants if they come out with scientific results that the government does not want published.
I don't know. I think it's tough to say that, because scientists should be able to replicate each other's work and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But often they'll come out with these studies, and then you find out the study comes out, but you don't know, you don't ever get to see how it's been debunked. For instance, there was this EPA study, and I think it was 1989, but I may be wrong, where they said that essentially secondhand smoke basically was more deadly than smoking.
Which is ridiculous sounding.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's ludicrous.
So,
and that was nonsense.
Well, I mean, as I understand it, it was debunked, but it came out, and it was treated as gold.
Yeah, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you experienced this before, where you operated on the belief that something was true because it was presented in an authoritative manner by someone you trusted, and then you found out it wasn't?
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. We do that for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for theirs. So go to freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live on a financial basis, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can go there and then enter one of the links you see. You'll see links to Amazon in the UK, in Canada, and the US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live, when you purchase something, will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices, the same huge selection, the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com. That way, Free Talk Live benefits from the stuff you were going to buy anyway. If you're going to make the purchase online anyway, and why not, you can get a better deal, probably. Then
it's an extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Yep.
And if you take, if you know, chances are good you're going to do a monthly buy on Amazon, because probably, I don't know what the statistics are of that, but probably most people are doing that, or at least a good percentage of people are. You can just go and, isn't it like right-click on your flag, Ian, and then you know, bookmark that particular link in order to...
I guess you... Can you right-click and bookmark things? Maybe you can. I would just click the link and then bookmark it.
Okay.
I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. I don't know if all browsers have a right-click on a link and bookmark thing. But if you click the right Amazon for you and then you bookmark that first page that comes up, the default Amazon page, then all you need to do is go to that bookmark from that point on.
I see.
So shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking with E-Rod about this scam show, basically, that was kind of put on the Discovery Network. He called it a, a docufiction or something like that? And the online, or the Wikipedia, describes it as a mockumentary, Mermaids, the Body Found.
Yeah, I've heard that term.
And basically, they call it science fiction in the description of the show. But if you're just tuning into this, you don't know that.
First off, E-Rod had the experience he had, and he said he was tired.
Yeah.
And the one thing I would like to know is, in coming in from every break, do they say that,
this is fiction,
whatever, well, this is a work of fiction, whatever it is that
disclaimer.
They say, some kind of disclaimer. Because I think that then, I don't care what you do as far as creating whatever, but when you, you know, I feel like they're squandering. Do what you want, Discovery Channel. But if not, I feel like they're squandering what they have created for themselves,
yeah.
Which is this, you know, this idea that they're this sort of quasi-science channel.
Right, and I don't know what the right word for that is. Cred? Street cred?
Yeah,
or science cred?
The credibility,
if you will.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And why? I mean, is there like a dearth of good science shows now, and they have to just make crap up in order to fill airtime?
You'd think not.
Right, it doesn't make sense to me. Now, I mean, I have an appreciation for good satire, no doubt about it, and I program the audio streams for the Free Talk Live stream. So when you're listening, if it's 3 in the morning, you want to hear the latest episode, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can tune in. But we have news breaks, because obviously there's the top of the hour news in a standard news talk hour. And we've got 5 minutes of news, and then a minute where I play Onion Radio news. So I kind of like the idea of jamming the real news, the so-called real news from like Free Speech Radio News or Fox, which are kind of two opposite ends of the news spectrum. We'll run both of them. We'll run Fox News and then throw in a minute-long Onion piece in there. And if you don't know what the Onion is, then you may not have any idea that what you're listening to is actually not true. Because it's really happened, great satire.
This happened to some Chinese newspaper recently.
The state Chinese news media.
Right, the government newspaper over there. That they believe that the Onion named Kim Jong-un, the
sexiest man alive,
the great leader of North Korea, as the sexiest man alive.
Right.
And he's kind
and
of
they
a,
reprinted it as
he's
though
a laughable
true.
Little weeble, you know.
Yeah.
and they reprinted it as though it was the truth.
Right.
And they
didn't know better. They took something that looked authoritative online, looks like a news source,
yep.
as any other news source.
Now, that's a language barrier, but some people may have the cultural barrier in that they don't know what the Onion is.
Well, right. There are plenty of people that don't know what the Onion is. The Onion has gotten these sorts of news stories over time. There have been, you know, senators in this country who have mistaken the Onion for for real news. Yeah, I mean, anybody can mistake the Onion for real news.
Somehow it doesn't bother me when the government mistakes the Onion as news.
Well, because sometimes the Onion is as ridiculous as real news. I mean, in a lot of cases, real news is sometimes more ridiculous than Onion stories. Sometimes we'll see what is purported to be real news on real news websites and think to ourselves or say out loud on the show, wow, I'm surprised this isn't an Onion piece. It's that ludicrous.
We definitely do say that. I love the pre-election Onion where they endorsed John Edwards mm-hmm. for president. But, you know, there's the headlines there can be so amusing at times, yeah. And other times you're like, well, you know. The real world can come up with something better than that.
So I kind of like the idea of running the fake news into the real news. But then again, I don't have the the street cred to ruin. I don't have that built up or anything like
Some
that.
Some people would say that Free Talk Live does. For instance, they don't want us talking about certain subjects. You know, for instance,
like crackpot stuff.
Well, or when we talk about whatever it is. Either they want us to talk about the particular subject they want us to talk about, mm-hmm. and the way they want us to talk about it, or they don't want us talking about for instance, this. Don't spend time talking about this. There's lots of liberty news
talk
about. You know, don't talk about relationships and, you know, whatever. Talk about liberty news.
That's all right.
Well, they've come to count on us for that particular area, and I think that we probably spend 90% of our time doing that. But, you know, if we spend 10% of our time doing something else, then I don't know if that's okay.
I don't know if it's 90% of the time, but there are people who have a certain expectation. This is the show where you can call in about anything you want. So let's go to Lauren, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Lauren.
Yeah, I told the call screener I wanted to talk about 9/11, but I think...
Speaking of crackpots, go ahead.
I think we're going to sort of, switch gears here. I really want to talk about psychotropes.
Psychotropes?
You know, antidepressants.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And how
are you on them?
No, I'm not on them.
Have you been?
No.
Okay. So what about them?
I just want to talk about how easy it is to brainwash people on it. We saw it with the Columbine shooters, the V-Tech shooter, and James Holmes, most recently.
You think the Columbine shooters were brainwashed?
Well, they're on psychotropes, and that's been linked to brainwashing, you know?
I believe only one of them was. I believe Eric Harris.
Both
I'm not sure about that. But yeah.
Well, what they have been linked to, as I understand it, is that, you know, there's certain things that people who, some of the people who are on these drugs are more likely to do, like perhaps hurt themselves
or suicide,
be violent.
Right.
Or
there, that's
like that.
Actually, there are a disturbing amount of cases out there where there was, somebody who displayed none of these characteristics, really happy, had a lot of things going for them, and they needed sleep medicine, so their doctor gave them an antidepressant for some stupid reason instead, and 3 days later they kill themselves. I mean, these stories exist, and there's way too many of them.
Well, there's no doubt that, chemicals in your brain are very, very powerful, right?
Yes. All you are is the chemicals floating around in your brain.
So I can believe those stories, but to suggest there's brainwashing involved says to me that there's an additional component.
You're not letting me present my case. We see with James Holmes, he went missing for 6 months, and at that time.
First time I've heard that claim.
For neuroscience. That's what he was studying. You should check out a video of James Holmes when he was still in high school. That guy was actually pretty smart.
Sure, I believe it. Lots of people that end up with psychotic or schizophrenic or whatever are very smart. They just have some kind of break with reality.
That could have been prevented by our government.
Where did you get the claim that James Holmes went missing for 6 months?
From the media. It was on the media that he was missing for 6 months.
I've never seen that claim, and I don't see it in a quick Google search.
Well, you got to do your research on it. Maybe they took it off the internet.
I see.
I need to talk here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
It doesn't make any sense, all right, how one man can throw two smoke bombs from two sides, two aisles of the theater at one time. Unless you have some magic teleporter suit, okay? That doesn't work.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
I need to get me one of those.
Hold on. The witnesses said that they saw smoke coming from two different directions. So he could have never done the shooting by himself. I highly doubt he even shot anybody. The guy was brainwashed, and I feel sorry for him.
Thanks for the call, Lauren. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Pretty sure people witnessed him shooting people, right?
They saw somebody in a mask.
Had a mask on, and then he was standing by his car out in the parking lot. I always thought that was an interesting part of the story, and I haven't heard much about the guy recently.
There was a story recently about a guy in jail who got out. He was in jail with James Holmes, and he had something to say. I can tell you more about it here in a moment.
Okay.
Hour number three is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.